Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts.
Today in Bajan History, 22nd June 1839, the Trial of Lisieann. On this day, 22nd June 1839, the Barbados Mercury and Gazette newspaper reported that Lisieann, a black laborer, was accused of setting fire to a stable, a cane piece, and a mill trash heap on Spring Farm Estate. Lisieann pleaded not guilty. A jury of 20 white men was appointed. The penalty for arson was death. The task was to prove that the fires were deliberately set. If the accused was not seen setting the fires, the jury could still convict if they agreed that the prisoner must have been the person who fired the place. Hugh William Foster, owner of Spring Farm Plantation, testified. Lisieann worked at his plantation and 2 months before he had dismissed her. He also said she quitted. Lisieann then worked at two or three places for a few days. She returned, asking him to take her back, but her conduct was so disgraceful that he dismissed her again. Lisieann went to the governor, presumably to complain about being dismissed. When Foster heard and saw her on his property, he accused her of trespassing and forbade her to return. She returned on Saturday, and Foster went to complain to the justice, only to see Lisieann there before him. He returned on Monday and saw her at the justice again before him. He told the justice he wanted to get her off his property. The justice said there was no reason for forcible expulsion and that she should be given time to find employment elsewhere. And it was on that night that fires were set at Spring Farm. Foster testified that he did not see Lisieann or anyone else on the property. Lisieann was arrested that night but was not charged and was released the next day. In the afternoon, someone laid a suspicion against her and she was arrested again. On the way to the station house, the constable reportedly told Lisieann if she had done it, she had better confess, for she would punish more in the next world. Lisieann confessed. The sergeant told the court that without her confession, he could not have held her prisoner. The justice testified. Lisieann told him that she had set fire to the mill trash and the stable, but she had not set fire to the canes. This provided the defense with the argument of reasonable doubt, as the accidental lighting of the canes was also observed by another witness who said the fire at Mr. Foster's did not go up until the blaze was out and they were extinguishing the embers. And at that time, he saw Lisieann with two policemen. The newspaper reported that the defense gave a noble and lengthy address, but they didn't print it. Instead, they printed the verdict of guilty. Lisieann was sentenced to death by hanging. Hence, it was on this day, 22nd June 1839, less than 1 year after full emancipation, that a black laborer named Lisieann was convicted of arson and hanged.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.